I heard wailing in the community that morning and I wondered what was the problem. To my surprise, a young lady, for the sake of this story I will call Nina, has passed on. What could have killed her was a question many of us asked as we gathered at a funeral house. I later heard that Nina died out of unsafe abortion. Nina was a highly educated young lady with a 6-month-old baby, and many wondered why she opted for unsafe abortion. I asked Dr. Samuel Antubam, a senior research and evaluation advisor of IPAS, IPSA, why most women try to terminate a pregnancy through illegal ways.
It's all about stigma. That is what is pushing a lot of women, even educated, with the attitude of our providers and also cost of services. If in the mainstream health sector, where this could be procured in a safe way, if prices are quite high, then obviously our young women, our poor women, will not be able to go there for safe services. They would rather go to this quack doctor or somebody who just provide them with some ground and butter or some fake medication, and then we all know the result.
Reports indicate that unsafe abortion is one of the contributory factors to maternal deaths in the country. It says last year, Bunahafu alone recorded 1,224 cases of unsafe abortion among teenagers. Dr. Antubam says unsafe abortion affects women a lot.
Unsafe abortion contributes hugely to maternal mortality in this country. It is estimated that between 15 to 30% of maternal deaths in this country is attributed to unsafe abortion. But apart from that, there are other morbidity-associated problems that a woman is likely to have if she decides to have abortion in an unsafe way. This could be injury, damage, what people call perforation to the womb. It could be some infection leading to foul smell from the private part. It could be excessive bleeding, all kinds of other problems that one can have with unsafe abortion.
What then should be done to save women and young girls from unexpected death like Nina's from unsafe abortion? The country director of IPSA, Dr. Ebu Jeukuma, suggested family planning as one of the solutions.
So I think it's important that women would go for the family planning so that they don't have unplanned pregnancies. That would push them to, you know, search quacks or push them to have abortions. There are several methods that women can go to the hospital, talk to your midwife, and they will help you. I've heard that the National Health Insurance program is going to take the cost of family planning methods so that family planning will be free. And we have been advocating this for years, that if you have free maternal care, I do not see why family planning methods should not be free. This time round, I think the National Health Insurance is going to do something to take up the cost of family planning. So every girl or woman who is sexually active can access family planning services for free. Because family planning is the only way to prevent mistimed unplanned pregnancy.
Dr. Antubam also agrees to the use of family planning and a second look at the cost of services.
I think to deal with some of these issues, cost of services is something that we have to look at in terms of speaking with the providers, and also if there's a way of subsidizing some of these materials that they use for the services to bring the cost down. At IPAS, we have collected a lot of data from clients where we see some of these services, and cost of service comes out very strongly.
Termination of pregnancy has been a practice since ancient times and by all cultures. The use of abortion to preserve the life of the mother has been accepted in the country status books. Why then should the society regard abortion as something sacrilegious that women and girls try to hide, and sometimes the unfortunate happens? Let us all accept abortion to save the lives of women and girls.
Eunice Masudong filed that report.